A colleague of mine texted me a week ago with a suggested title for my next blog, Automobile University. I was confused. I didn't know anything about cars and wasn't 100% sure of how this would fit within the realm of education. Maybe career tech ed? Next time I saw this colleague, I poked a bit further to find out that he was referring to podcasts. A great professional learning opportunity while on the go. Clearly, my colleague is more creative with titles than I am. Now for confession number two. Podcasts are not a form of PD I regularly tune to. So I admit I shrugged off his suggestion. However, last week I was in the car a lot. I had to drive out to DeKalb for an appointment, down to Springfield and back, and then on Friday I was out at Central D301. On my way to Springfield, amidst the fields of corn, I started to think about podcasts. Were they really as beneficial as everyone says? Would they keep my attention long enough and allow me to be engaged? For those who've never heard of podcasts, let's go to the dictionary for a little assistance. A podcast is a noun. It's a digital audio file made available on the internet for downloading to computer or mobile device, typically available as a series, new installments of which can be received by subscribers automatically. Well, with 3 hours to kill on my way to our capital, I reached for my iPad and started searching. I was surprised to find how many educational podcasts are actually out there. To help streamline your research for you, I've elected to share my top three podcasts that I engaged with last week. First, there's Angela Watson's Truth for Teachers podcast. Angela discusses a variety of topics. There's definitely something for everyone that impact the daily life of teachers. With a new episode released each Sunday, Angela is able to share her honest perspective, which are both real and encouraging as teachers face daily challenges within their career. The second podcast I ventured into, as a member of ASCD, I was familiar with ASCD Learn, Teach, Lead Radio, but I hadn't ever listened to an episode. The cool thing about ASCD's podcasts are that each episode features a guest who is a leader, author, presenter, and educator from all roles within education. ASCD Radio covers a variety of topics from industry experts who learn and grow. So be sure to check it out. The third podcast I ventured into as an advocate for using technology in education and someone who uses Twitter for professional learning was EdChat Radio. Once a week, the hosts highlight, share their perspective, and recap the Twitter discussion from the week on hashtag EdChat. I'm a follower of EdChat and now a listener to EdChat Radio. I love listening to the three hosts disagree and professionally share their perspectives. Overall, I really enjoyed this form of professional learning. Transforming my travels into an automobile university was not only a fun way to kill time, but it was beneficial for me as well. Did I agree with everything the host said? No, of course not. But it was a great way to hear other educators' perspectives and experiences to learn from and question my own professional practices and beliefs. So, what podcasts do you enjoy? Please share your favorites with me so that we can learn from each other and grow our professional learning network. Also, on a side note, I want to thank my readers of my blog who responded to last week's blog post entitled The Secret Stash. Although I had countless replies to this giveaway, the five lucky winners of an Amazon gift card were Karen Gray, Jessica Billings, Lise Freeman, Lindsay Sharp, all from District 300, as well as Patty Patterman from Caneland. To all my thankful followers, stay tuned. You never know when I'll do another giveaway.